Hot air propels out of the compressor's mouth, forcing the R22 freon molecules into a constricted area. Space shrinks as the rowdy DuPont troop is pushed further into the funnel. Waves of mechanical peristalsis squeeze the R22s through the slender copper tubing that laces the backside of the Samsung Tower. This brushed, stainless steel obelisk stands coolly above the surrounding furniture, casting a permanent vertical shadow onto its backside. Scant rays of light filter in between the steaming hot tubes. 9 millimeter external diameter flutes that hum a soft humid tune. As one moves closer, the sound heightens. There are 4,
8,
10, 12, 14, 16, 18,
20. Too many R22s squealing their way through.
The sweaty molecules shove at an ever-increasing speed. Pressure boils into a squabble over which molecule should lead.
I have a larger molar mass, hydrogen, chlorine, carbon, fluorine, glass.
Past the needle in its seat. Pushing under the diaphragm with its torsion spring. The liquid then goes through an expansion valve. The pressure drops. The temperature flops. R22 is shivering, shaking, clutching onto its fluorine. It makes itself small. R22 is also tired. Its chlorine feels wobbly. R22 curls into a ball. Two R22s huddling together, hugging one another and then another and another and another. And another and another. One molecule impalpable from the other. They sluggishly sway side to side. They swivel at a glacial speed. Wavering in an ever slower zigzag. R22 is lulled to sleep. The copper tubing opens into a bright lit space. R22 tries to take it all in. Everything is covered in high impact polystyrene. Smooth plastic roof. Smooth plastic walls. Smooth plastic floor. Smooth gunky plastic. Floor? Fluid floor? Gunky fluid inching forward across the smooth plastic floor? R22 glued onto another R22? R22 sliding with R22 over the smooth plastic floor. R22 and R22 sail romantically across the smooth plastic floor. But R22 can't take it any longer. Schlup. The claggy group is dragging it along. Schlup, schlup. R22 wants to be independent. Schlup. It wants to stand apart. Schlup, schlup. R22 gathers its courage. Schlup. Takes a step aside.
Schlubble, schlup.
It wriggles its flooring appendix.
Schlubble, wibble.
It wriggles its chlorine and hydrogen out.
Wibble, wibble.
It slibble, wibble. Hydrochlorofluorocarbon phlegm shocks the sleepy freon cluster. Irked, the R22's heart to hiss. A carbon for a carbon, the agreed molecules say. Fearing a reprisal, the deflecting R22 darts away. Spots a silver cylindrical column. It sprints over, springs its body forth. R22 soars over the high-impact polystyrene ground, finds itself hovering over the center of a round silver mound. The mound is a cylinder. The cylinder is made out of an alloy. Aluminium, magnesium, manganese, chromium, silicon, and iron. Six silver columns arranged in crescent formation, lit by a light-emitting diode with a focused blue beam. This stage appears to be sponsored by Corona, it seems. R22 takes a step towards the center, shakes one flooring to the left. It shakes a second flooring to the right. R22 shoots its chlorine up. Silver's chlorine and fluorine at the same time. R22 feels tipsy. R22 is drunk. One molecule trips over the other, and onto the high-impact polystyrene ground they both flunk. R22 can't feel the pain. It is floating high. But the other R22 thinks, I cannot let this fly. A slap, a thump than a punch. There's an exchange of blows between the bunch. Corin hits Carmen's striking claw right now. Hydrin is smooshed by a heavy clap. A release in tension. A partial vacuum is produced. The suctioning force overcomes the chaotic Freon group.